The Equality Act would expand civil rights laws to include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected characteristics. The protections would extend to employment, housing, loan applications, education, and public accommodations. Here's Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
I rise in support of the Equality Act because I know what it means to be thrown out, to be looked at, and to be undermined. Our friends in the LGBTQ community every single day experience that. Trans women who are African American have been murdered. This gives us equal dignity under the law. We can keep a job if you're in that community. You can be married already, obviously, but you can keep a job. You can get health care. You can ensure that you can keep an apartment. You can walk in dignity. We need the Equality Act as much as we've needed civil rights laws throughout this nation.
While supporters of the Equality Act say it would ensure every person is treated equally under the law, critics say it would discriminate. Some religious groups and social conservatives argue the Equality Act would force people to take actions that contradict their religious beliefs, like require doctors to perform abortions or care for transgender clients. They warned that faith-based adoption agencies seeking to place children with a married mother and father could be forced to close, or that private schools would have to hire staff whose conduct violates tenets of the school's faith. Republicans lined up against it, calling it the Inequality Act. Here's Mike Johnson of Louisiana, Vicki Hartzler of Missouri, and Andy Biggs of Arizona.
The Inequality Act, because of the deep flaws contained in this bill. H.R. 5 will undermine women's rights. It'll strip parental rights, it'll gut religious freedom, and it will open a Pandora's box of a universal right to abortion.
This bill hijacks the Civil Rights Act codifying inequality into federal law. H.R. 5 dismantles Title IX, ending equal opportunity for females in education and sports. In Connecticut, the state's Interscholastic Athletic Conference accepts boys who identify as females in their competitions. Two of these male athletes have gone on to claim 15 women's track championship titles since 2017.
This bill is not about equality. This bill is about forcing the ideas and beliefs of the far left on all Americans.
Republicans argue the Equality Act would also override RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But the original sponsor of RFRA is backing the Equality Act, New York Senator Chuck Schumer. For Democrats like Schumer, who has a lesbian daughter, or Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington, who has a transgender kid, or Mark Takano of California, of the LGBTQ caucus, who is gay, the issue is also a personal one. They slammed Republican opposition to the Equality Act.
Their attacks on trans people in the transgender community are just mean, and show a complete lack of understanding, a complete lack of empathy. Their despicable comments just make my blood boil with anger.
I am the proud mom of a trans kid. I will fight every single day for every trans person, every LGBTQ person, including my kid, to explore and express the fullness of their gender without fear or risk of being fired, denied housing, or refused service because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
People who are murdered and beat up, who are victims of discrimination, being made the bogeyman of this bill. How insidiously ironic is that, that the opponents of this bill are using the people who are victimized the most, who need the protections of this bill the most, as the argument against passing this bill.
Three Republicans broke party ranks to join Democrats in passing the Equality Act: Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, and John Cato, and Tom Reed of New York. That's fewer than the eight Republicans who supported it in 2019. When Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell blocked the bill's consideration. Democrats are trying to revive it now that they also have control of the Senate and the White House. The bill heads to the Senate next. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.